Lots of things going on today. Burger King is releasing mood meals, so apparently if you're in a yas mood or an angry mood or whatever, now you can get instead of a mood ring, get a mood meal.
Yeah, they already have the Angry Whopper. Right. I've seen that promoted. Haven't had it, because I'm like,
we already talked about the fact that they believe humans may eat maggot sausages at some point. Please, Lord, never let Burger King partner with that.
On that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to know with the mood meals, if I'm in a cranky mood, like when you first said this, Mark, I was like, oh, if I'm crabby, will they just like give me chocolate? Can I just get like a chocolate kind of meal?
I think it's like a meal to fit your mood.
If I'm crabby, I want
chocolate.
I can't
think. Why would you get the angry mom? Who wants to get angry, right?
Well, sometimes, I know as a joke, with my children, I've tossed SpongeBob Krabby Patties
at them.
Not when they're crabby, but when they're in, when they're in a good mood.
I would do that to my teenagers. If my teenagers were crabby, I would totally be like, here, have a Krabby Patty.
I enjoy just Krabby Patties.
I don't know what those are.
They come in these tiny little plastic containers, and it looks like a little hamburger, but it's gummies. So there's
little gummy burgers. I didn't know they were called Krabby Patties.
Yeah, I think
so. Mark, were you aware? This is like a new thing for me.
I just learned it. I never watched SpongeBob,
so I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that's what they're called.
I gotta tell you, you know the beautiful thing about being an adult, is because you can eat things like Krabby Patties. The other day for lunch, I had a bag of gummy sloths.
Oh.
I know.
Where did you acquire gummy sloths?
They go
down very slowly.
Friend from Rhinelander sent them to me. Because one of my other Rhinelander friends had posted gummy llamas and gummy sloths. And I was like, oh my goodness, where do you find such a thing? And Kathy was like, I'm going to send you some, sweetheart. I'm like, yay, I love you, Kathy.
Question, if it's Rhinelander, do they have gummy hodegs?
Not that I've ever
Those
found.
Are too fearsome.
They should come with gummy little white bulldogs in
Soviet
thing.
Russia. Gummy hodegs eat you.
Yeah.
That's all I've got.
Oh, goodness. Eat your gummies, friends. Or actually vegetables.
I enjoy gummy vitamins.
So do I.
They're excellent. My wife sometimes, usually like for birthday, Father's Day, that sort of thing, my wife gets me some vitamins. That's not the only thing I get, but it helps.
You know you're getting old when you get vitamins as a gift.
So we got to keep you living a little bit longer.
Usually that's a gag gift. I'm kidding. It's fine. She loves you.
I don't gag at all. They're delicious.
Do you know my husband eats gummy vitamins whole? He just swallows them like a pill. Because
really?
He doesn't like the chewiness of them.
Oh.
He's so weird.
I actually sort of enjoy the slightly chalky
that's
taste
what I
as they
like.
Go down.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's about the most random segment I think we've ever done, friends.
That was pretty random. Yep. The WWIB Wake Up Show. The WIB Wake Up Show with the Wonky Donkey Song.
I was walking down the road. And I saw a donkey, how I only had three legs. He was a wonky donkey.
So why the wonky donkey song, Caleb?
Because I've discovered, you guys apparently already knew about this, that there's this wonderful, wonderful sport called donkey ball.
Donkey ball!
And they go into a gym and people sit on donkeys and play basketball.
Yeah.
And it's almost always with our new friends that we're going to make friends with and be fast friends with them forever at Dairyland Donkey Ball, almost always for a good cause. And this time there's an event coming up at Bloomer High School tomorrow evening, and it's for an incredible cause, and Dairyland Donkey Ball is bringing in the donkeys for donkey basketball. We have tickets to give away, but this is a great benefit for a particular family that's really been through some hard times right now.
Yes, absolutely. This is the Fossum family. They lost their home recently, and the dad is recovering from recent cancer surgery as well. So the hits have really hit them, and so they're coming together to play donkey ball in their honor. Okay, I just want to play donkey ball.
Right?
I want to go. If I was around, I would be there in a heartbeat.
So, yes. Friday, the 3rd of May, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow at
7 p.m. Bloomer High School. We want to give away up to 5 tickets so you can go see this for yourself. Dairyland Donkey Ball, Donkey Basketball tomorrow to benefit the Fossum family. And we are going to
Thank you. That donkey made a deposit this day.
He's a stanky, cranky one.
You don't
want to
follow a horse in a parade and you...
This sounds like a wonderful
children's
event.
Book at home, and it is amazing, and I can't like help but laugh. Okay, I'm sorry.
To the task at hand, up to 5 tickets for Donkey Ball if you can go tomorrow night to Bloomer High School Donkey Ball, and again, a benefit to support the Fossum family. Call us right now at 715-723-2555 and answer this query. 7 in 10 of us, 70% of us admit to talking to what inanimate objects. 70% of us, 7 in 10 of us, admit to talking to what objects. We'll give you up to 5 tickets if you can use them for Donkey Ball to benefit the Fossil family at Bloomer High School tomorrow. 715-723-2555. I know I talked to this object.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll give you a hint. It's not your donkey.
715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. 7 in 10 of us admit to talking to what object. Havel, have you talked to this object before?
I don't know the answer yet.
Oh!
Oh, I told you the answer. I'll have to tell you.
I missed it. And I don't want to guess it in case I got it.
Right?
True.
There we go. Right. All right.
Again, we have up to 5 tickets, courtesy of Dairyland Donkey Ball, for this great event tomorrow evening at Bloomer High School. 715-723-2555. 70% of us, the vast majority, admit to talking to this object. So again, it's an object Amazing. You encounter almost every day. I would say sometimes you talk
I'm
in a coaxing
a
manner. Sometimes you talk in maybe an angered manner.
I'll give you a
this
hint,
object.
Friends.
Yeah, what's your hint?
70% of people encounter, most people encounter this every day, unless you're my husband. He goes many a days without.
Okay, I know what it is. I had a hunch even before that hint, but okay, there we go.
We're going to head over to some music. People can call us.
No, we got it.
Oh, now we got one.
Right
now we got one.
All right. WWIB 723-2555. What's your guess?
Your car.
Is it a car? Yes.
Way
70% of us talk to our car. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lindsay from Bloomer.
Lindsay from Bloomer. So you're right there in Bloomer, so you can enjoy this Donkey Ball event at Bloomer High School tomorrow.
I can, and I'm friends with the Fossums, and I go to Bloomer Baptist, and I haven't bought my ticket yet.
So. Well, there you go.
There you go. It pays to listen to the WIB Wake Up Show, Lindsay.
Absolutely.
All right. Stay on the line, Lindsay. We'll get a little more information from you.
Did Hillary's hint put you over the top?
I knew it right away, and I was just waiting for someone else to call.
Oh,
yeah. Well, very good.
We're so
there you go.
Did.
Do you talk to your car, Lindsay?
Every day. I drive a long ways, so yes, I talk.
Whenever there's inclement weather, I'm always like, come on, baby, just make it through.
Right.
Very interesting.
Actually, I talk to other people's cars.
Yeah, there you go.
The tone might change.
Yeah.
5 ways to get closer to your spouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. For years, I talked to Bill and Joyce Harley on the radio. We call it, a monthly marriage show. And Bill, among the best-selling books he wrote was one called His Needs, Her Needs, Building an Affair-Proof Marriage. So, hey, yeah, getting close to your spouse, staying close to each other.
Right. And it takes work,
mm-hmm.
can I say?
It does.
Like, it takes work, especially when you add kids into the mix. It takes work.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of Bill's suggestions, which people generally greet with, oh, whatever, is you should spend 15 hours a week of uninterrupted time. I always tried to caution
count.
That and say, or as close to that as you can get.
Right.
But, if you do a date and everything like that, you can rack up a few hours. Then.
Sure.
It's hard with kids. That's a tall order.
It's a tall order. It's a tall order. So.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see the benefits, but it's like taking on a casual part-time job.
Right.
15 hours, because that's 2 hours a day.
Go for it.
Just over.
I'm just telling you,
can.
Right. Wow. Most people don't.
Go for it.
We did the show, and so we could. That's a whole other segment. But we've got some tips on ways to get closer to your spouse. So who wants to start it?
I'll start. Okay. We'll grab the first one. Okay, so 5 ways to get closer to your spouse. Kiss for 10 seconds.
10 seconds feels like a really long time.
Right. And I think that's kind of the point. It says as your relationship wears on, you start just kind of,
the quick peck
on the cheek or whatever. Experts say all you need are two, maybe when you leave, when you come home, 2 10-second kisses a day to keep your relationship from growing stale. And they say, admittedly, it may feel awkward at first, but if you kiss like that for the rest of your life, showing your partner how much you love and cherish them.
The awkward part of that would be the response from my teenagers.
I know, I'm saying that too.
It's usually short. I think couching that with other advice, people like John Tesh, I think I've heard him say, that when you do kiss goodbye, make it,
memorable.
Let it linger, right? But you're leaving. So, all right. Another one. Turn off social media and TV and go canoeing or hiking or take a walk, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. All you need is a slight sense of danger to get your adrenaline pumping.
Well, we got that one under control, Dean and I, with all the...
The
tandem bicycling.
I saw you in the woods last night.
Yeah, we were cutting trees and clearing trails, and that's love of community and spouse when you go out and... clear wood. Compliment each other 5 times a day. When your partner feels noticed and appreciated, they feel closer to you. Plain and simple. 5 compliments a day, gentlemen.
5 ways to get closer to your spouse. How about go to a new restaurant, they say. Any new experience, including going to a new restaurant, fuels a feel-good brain hormone. And again, you're not doing this all for feel-good. I mean, you're doing it because you want to do what's right. Mm-hmm. But still... that's a way to get into those 15 hours, especially if it's a really new restaurant. You're going to have to wait for a long time.
And finally, talk about the future. What do you want? What are you looking forward to that you can do together? So, I have one. In terms of the compliments, I think as time goes on and you've been married longer, right? I mean, chances are.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to. You want to resist the urge about familiarity breeding contempt, right?
So. Right, yeah.
It certainly helped from a guy's standpoint, complimenting your what you look nice and, you know, being sincere.
Right, and I think as the token female of this group,
yes.
I mean, women need to hear that, especially as you get older and things aren't as, you know.
I think so many times, too, you're just
youthful.
Like, oh, she knows, he knows.
And, yeah, but we don't. We need
and,
to hear
and that's
it.
The thing, too. That's exactly my point, is that we just assume that, oh, well, they know I love and cherish
right.
them. Well, tell them then.
Right.
It's sort of like God. He tells us to pray, even though he knows everything that we need before we ask, but we're still commanded to pray. Isn't it kind of the same concept that, they know? Well, tell them then.
Right.
Yeah. No, encouragement is for sure a good idea. Ah, kind of familiar music, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Jeopardy music. And for Jeopardy champion James Holzhauer... just another night, another win. Last night,
yikes.
Win number 20 moves him into a tie for the second longest winning streak in regular play history. Despite the impressiveness of it all, the 34-year-old, I'll be honest, he's a professional gambler from Vegas, still has a long way to go before he gets to Ken Jennings.
Yes.
74 in a row is what Ken did.
Ken Jennings is almost as iconic with Jeopardy as Alex Trebek. Not quite, but almost.
Right.
That guy was incredible.
Here's the thing. Ken Jennings took home $2.5 million in 74 games. As fast as this guy is racking it up, it's going to take him, if he can keep at this, less than half the time.
He's already...
inflation.
Yeah.
He's over $1.5 million.
I know.
Yeah.
In what, 19, 20 days? Yikes.
But here's the thing. We were talking politics, quizzing you guys a little bit the other day. So apparently, on an episode,
I think
in the last day or two, they put up a picture and they said, who is this senator from Nebraska? And not only did this gentleman, Holzhauer, not get it, neither did the other two. Ben Sasse, the senator, they even said he'd written a book called Them, Why We Hate Each Other.
Oh, my.
Oh.
And so I guess Ben had his own response to that, but, you know, he doesn't know everything.
What's funny is Mark said, this guy didn't know who Ben Sasse was, and Caleb and I were both like,
who's Ben Sasse?
Who's Ben Sasse? We didn't know who
right.
he was.
Honestly,
either.
One of my late night delights that I found recently was that there are
C-SPAN?
Old, no, there are old episodes of Jeopardy on Netflix. So everybody else was asleep a while back. And I just started, this was on a weekend, I just started watching all these episodes of Jeopardy and seeing
nice.
How I would stack up. I wouldn't have won, but it always makes me feel a little better when I know some of the
do
answers.
Do you have a go-to game show? Is there one that you, because you find people, I'm a
Wheel of Fortune
fan.
Wheel of Fortune, for us it's Wheel of Fortune as well.
So guessing
my dad
the word?
Loves, yeah, my dad loves phrasing. Jeopardy.
I'd say Wheel of Fortune number one, Jeopardy's up there, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Regis Philbin edition was up there as well too, and Price is Right with Bob.
With Bob.
Had to be with Bob.
Spay and
that would be
your
up
pets.
There as well. Yeah. So those would be my top.
There's one I thought was fun back in the day, and it was long ago called, Truth or Consequences was a show that Bob Barker emceed before he did Price is Right. But also there was one called To Tell the Truth, and you have three people come out.
Yes.
Okay, you know
I
it.
Love To Tell the Truth.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Like you have three people come out and say, I'm Caleb Swenson. No, I'm Caleb Swenson. I'm Caleb Swenson.
Yeah.
And then only one of them is.
I think they rebooted that recently.
I think they did.
Yes.
That was a delight.
That's kind of a fun deal.
Show. So.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.